Welcome to lesson 171 in our series in book four of FSC University, as we're looking at sanctification and we're looking at God's will for my life. And here now we're looking at our character, you as a person, and we're talking about it requires your renewal. Before you click on the screen, let's take a look at 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I love that he puts in this verse, reproof. We're going to take a look at what does it mean to be reproved, and it has to do with a renewal of your character. Let's click on the screen, look at truth number one. Renewal has two parts. It has to do with putting off the old man and putting on the new man. Remember, we talked about that in lesson 170. And what does it look like for your character to be relational, the new man versus the old? Well, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, it says, "Don't lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him." This is the new man where Christ takes residence within your spirit. Then you have truth number two. Putting off the old man begins with reproving. Let's take a look at Proverbs 12, verse 1. "Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid." Isn't that interesting? God uses a word like stupid in the Bible. He makes it so easy for us to understand. So what's that definition of reproving? Well, here it is here in John 16:8. It's spelled out pretty well, but basically it means to bring conviction by exposing an area in your life that you know needs to change. John 16:8 says, "When he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." This is that reproving. It brings conviction by exposing something in your life that you know needs change. And that's, don't you hate that sometimes? You're reading the Bible, you come along and you hit something that God has opened your eyes specifically for you. You read it, you get something directly out of it that affects you. Someone else reads it, they don't get the same thing. You know why? Because you're communing with God. When you come to him as a born-again believer and you're reading his word, and you sincerely want to grow closer to him, he will show you areas of your life and convict you in areas where he wants you to grow closer to him. So let's click and go to slide two. Or in the second one now, we're going to look at why reproof is so crucial. Why do you need this in order to perfect, to work towards this perfection God has in your character? Truth number one, renewal first has to take place in your mind, how you think. It doesn't take place in your character. That's a big, big deal. If we go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5 say this. It says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition of conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than yourself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but for the interests of others." So the lowliness comes in the way you think. And then he says this in verse 5. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." He's talking about the way you think, how you process things. Have the mind of Christ, and that mind of Christ is to be lowly. Truth number two, I have to replace the world's lies with God's truth. The key is you're being lied to every day. If you look at what Jesus said to Pontius Pilate says to him, in chapter 18, he says, "Are you a king?" Jesus says, verse 37, "You say rightly I'm a king, but for this cause I was brought forth, and for this I've come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who's of the truth hears my voice." God wants to replace the lies of the world that you take in with the truth of Jesus Christ and his word in your spirit where he resides. Here's some examples. This is what you get all the time in the world. If you believe the world's lies, here's the consequence. If you believe you have to be beautiful to be loved, you'll focus on your physical appearance. If you believe people can't be trusted, you won't have any close friends. If you believe only the strong people survive, you'll never be merciful. If you believe happiness is based on what you can accumulate, you won't be generous. And if you believe people are going to laugh at you if they know you're a Christian, you'll never share Jesus Christ with anyone. That's what the world does to you. These are the consequences. Now look at truth three. To put on the new man means, literally, you embrace truth. Proverbs 23:23 is an awesome verse. Buy the truth and don't sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. God wants you to not just listen to the truth, but actually purchase it and hold it close to you and never let it go. Romans 12:2, Paul sums it up this way. Don't be conformed to this world, but you need to be transformed. And how are you transformed in Christ? By the renewing of your mind. This is lesson 171, book 4.